It is going to be a hot one today. Heat warning here in the city of Toronto. High of 31, humidex 40 with showers and risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Now, this weather is certainly summer-like, which brings to mind many things that happen each and every summer. And one of them is the Brott Music Festival. It's 31st season this year. And joining me in the studio is the man in charge of the whole darn thing, Boris Brott. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, it just feels like the first season. It doesn't feel like the 31st season. I mean, it's only numbers.
Well, I was going to say, of course it's only numbers, but if you were to cast your mind back 31 years ago.
I don't do that.
Just keep going forward, right?
That's right. Just keep going forward.
All right. But still, I mean, that's an amazing achievement in this day and age.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's great, and we have a wonderful team of people. Mm-hmm. Ardith Brott, who's our executive director, keeps us on the straight and narrow, and we don't have deficits, or at least not big deficits. We have little deficits. You have to have deficits, otherwise you lose your funding. You know, it's this game that we all play.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know
that.
Oh, yes.
You have to have small, it's called small deficits, to show that you're actually spending every penny in a worthwhile way. That shows government and sponsors that you're being responsible economically.
Well, the things you learn.
Absolutely.
Right. So,
you know, like self-sustaining. They use that word a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Well, nothing is self-sustaining in the arts. Come on.
That is so true. Well, let's talk about things that are coming up. I mean, on the 21st at the Burlington Performing Arts Center, you got a little Andrew Lloyd Webber extravaganza.
Yes, indeed. Two sides of Andrew Lloyd Webber. The Grammy Award-winning Requiem,
mm-hmm.
Starring Eva Tavares, who stars in Phantom here week long.
All right.
And David Curry, a tenor, and a wonderful young boy soprano from Hamilton, Antonio Krasnick, who's the boy soprano in this. It's a fabulous piece. It's a little bit like, It's modern and yet mm-hmm. edgy and yet tuneful.
Right.
You know, there's that wonderful Pia Iesu
for
the two,
yeah,
for the two sopranos that is actually gorgeous. Then on the 28th of June, also at the same place, we're doing The Planets by Holst.
Nice.
And we've commissioned art to go with the new paintings, as it were,
mm-hmm.
To go with the
and
planets.
It'll be like projected,
and they'll be projected, mm-hmm. and we will choose the best of those. I think the audience will have an opportunity to choose the winner, as
nice.
It were.
Nice.
And we're also doing the newest planet, Pluto, renewer, by Colin Matthews, who's this sort of host aficionado,
right?
And that, along with a marvelous piece by like Zena Louie.
Oh, yes.
Called Infinite Stars. So it's
a very space themed
program. Very spacey. And then on July 5th, Blame It on the Champagne, beautiful Una Station. Really the perfect backdrop for an evening of Viennese waltzes.
Nice.
And you'll have an opportunity to waltz as well as a dance floor and some people to help instruct those who don't know how to waltz.
Fantastic.
Move around. And then we're into our opera. We've become very much more a vocal festival. I don't know why that sort mm-hmm. of morphed into that. And the first is a fully staged production of Magic Flute.
Nice.
In Hamilton Place. We're moving back to Hamilton Place.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
which
that.
Which is a sort of a wonderful decision, mm-hmm. I think, because that's the place where music is meant to be. Any of the other auditoriums are not quite the same,
mm-hmm.
Though the Burlington Performing Arts Center has a beautiful new shell, and there's also an L.R. Wilson auditorium at McMaster that's brand new, which you'll be using for the first time. But Hamilton Place is sort of the signature place in that area, in our area, for music.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing that you're actually going back to Hamilton Place. But there are, I mean, in that area, that's a hot spot. I mean,
yes.
Hamilton, Burlington, that whole section of the western edge of Lake Ontario.
Well, there are a lot of new people moving in, of course, driven there by the high prices. And then they turn around and discover that it's a pretty neat place to live.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived there almost half a century now. I moved from New York to Hamilton to help build Hamilton Place. I went there
as
a consultant.
Exactly.
And I never thought I'd stay there more than a couple of years.
Really?
But then I met Ardith, my wife, and we've been married for 41 years.
Congratulations.
Just enjoying our fourth granddaughter.
Wow.
Yeah, who's out on the West Coast. We're trying to sort of reel them back to Southern Ontario with great difficulty, I might add.
I can imagine.
Anyhow, back to our festival.
Yes.
The Beatles, June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valerie Tryon, who's been a soloist with us. She's a wonderfully internationally renowned pianist, and we're so lucky to have her in Hamilton. And we have three opportunities to hear her at Fieldcote, where she's doing a program of wartime favorites, including the Warsaw Concerto.
Oh, nice.
With the orchestra. Then on a high tee, June 24th. And finally at another concert, which features Sibelius Symphony No. 5, apart from anything else, at McMaster's new Wilson Hall. So it's a beautiful place for her to be.
Now, it's a huge festival. Why don't give us some, pot shots of like soloists and things, some of your favorites that I imagine they're all your favorites.
Well, you can't really pick and choose. It's like picking and choosing between your grandchildren now at my age. Before I used to be children.
Yeah.
But no, of course, you're in love with every single program.
Yeah.
On August the 2nd, for example, Star Wars. It's a game show style concert. The Dark Side versus the Jedi.
Oh, nice.
And music and characters and trivia and that sort of thing.
That's great.
I should mention that before the actual opera performance, there is a popera that we're doing with the same cast of individuals. We have auditioned some 300 singers in Montreal, Toronto, and New York,
mm-hmm.
and chosen 13 of the best of them.
Wow.
You have to listen. You have to come to listen to Holly Flack sing The Queen of the Night.
I mean, really?
You have to come to that.
All right, I will.
Because she has the most wonderful coloratura and does the most incredible ornamentations up in the sky.
Wow.
Really, I mean, sea above sea.
Yeah,
just like unbelievable voice, pure and gorgeous. And that doesn't deny the quality of any of the other people.
No, of course not.
Then, and finally, for this summer, we have West Side Story.
Oh.
Now, I've been trying to convince the Bernstein Estate to allow us to do a concert version of West Side Story forever. But as you probably know, there are three title holders. There's Jerry Robbins, and there's a script title holder, and there's Leonard Bernstein. And they're all represented by foundations.
Sure.
And, of course, that makes it more difficult than when the people themselves are alive.
Yeah.
So it has been really hard to get this to happen.
Wow.
However, Michael Tilson Thomas broke the ice. With a performance two summers ago at Hollywood Bowl, and then he did it again in San Francisco, and we're going to get to do the premiere
in Canada
here.
Wow, that's very exciting.
And it's been really exciting and challenging as well, because there's this whole issue of casting according to racial background, the racial background of the role.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I suppose, what are we going to do? We're only going to have Japanese Chocho Sands? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we've been extremely sensitive to that, and we've had special auditions for individuals who are of Puerto Rican background to play the Puerto Rican people. Not that we've been 100% successful at finding everybody, but we've tried.
That's amazing. And I mean, and the Canadian premiere, too. That's very exciting.
We're also going up to Parry Sound, because I know you broadcast this whole area.
Yes, indeed.
On August the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing pictures at an exhibition.
Oh, nice.
Maurice Ravel arranged Mussorgsky.
Nice.
And then we're looking ahead. We're trying to build more opera into the main season.
Yeah.
So Adrienne Pizonka, who's very well known soprano, is going to headline our Viva Verdi program on September the 27th, which will be Popera Plus.
Yeah.
We use gobos projected against the cedar wall of Hamilton Place.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton Place, when we built Hamilton Place, we built it really in a very unusual way, because the challenge was to find a hall or to create a hall that was acoustically perfect for everything. And you know that's very hard to do because you want reverberance for music.
Yep.
And you want less reverberance, almost no reverberance for electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And you want something in between for orchestras.
Yeah.
So what we did, the way in which we solved this problem, is to build two stages, one behind the other.
Ah.
Separated by a big, huge cedar wall, which comes down, I think it's something like 12 tons of wall that comes down. And in the audience chamber, all of the seats are cantilevered out from a front structure. I still remember it swinging in the breeze as they were about to pour the concrete and wondering, is this going to stay
How's that
together?
Gonna work?
Anyway, so those contain these large, very colorful drapes, velour drapes that can come down at various level and absorb acoustically from roughly 4.5 seconds of reverberation down to almost nothing.
Is it your personal preference to go more opera?
Well, I have to say it's certainly as a result of my opera career in Europe.
In the last
12 years, I've been principal guest conductor of the Teatro Petrocelli in Bari, and I've been conducting in Verona and Rome and various other places for two popes. I'm getting really religious here. It's been certainly a veering of my interest to vocal music.
Right.
But it's also something different, something unusual. Because the trick of festival programming is to have each concert. You know, it's not a series where you buy the whole series and you can have the one that doesn't quite make it and the other you have three or four of your favorite guest stars.
Right.
You can't do that. Every single program has to be special.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a budgetary concern too.
Sure. For sure.
And then we have this wonderful orchestra called the National Academy Orchestra, which we recreate every season.
Mm-hmm.
We audition some 300 to 400 young emerging musicians who are graduating from universities or colleges or great conservatorium all over the world who happen to be Canadian because their sin has to be original.
Well, yes.
otherwise, we can't fund them.
Yeah.
Anyway, but every year it just seems to be getting better and better. The talent seems to be more and more wonderful out there. And we have a real who's who over the 30 years we've been running this program of principal players and orchestras in North America, principal trumpet at the Met, principal clarinet in Columbus, and various major posts. People who've come out of the National Academy. So this orchestra is really, really top-notch.
Well, it sounds like another exciting and diverse and fantastic season coming up. I want to thank you so much for coming in today and giving us some highlights.
My pleasure, and thank you for your support. Much appreciated.
We've been speaking with Boris Brott about the Brott Summer Music Festival. It's 31st year. You want to go check this out. Great stuff all summer long. Now, there are ways you can find out to get tickets. The toll-free number, 1-888-475-9377. You can call 905-525-7664. And to get a complete overview, go to the website, brottmusic.com.